Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin. I am just here hanging out with you guys, ready to get in the Word and talk about Jesus. And we're an outreach ministry here on the air from Lighthouse Christian Church. And I like to get a guest and get on the air and just do a devotional, topical usually. And we're going to actually hit a scripture today. I've got my guest with me today. It's Martita Stanton. Want to just welcome you to the program, Martita.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to be here.
Martita has actually brought in scripture. We're just going to break down and show you guys what it means to actually study the Word and get into a line of scripture and then break down that line of scripture so that you can begin to better understand how to decipher the Word. I think it's really good that we teach them how to, Martita, get into the Word of God and to break it down, look at it from different perspectives and stuff. We've done this ourselves through Bible college and things like that. But why don't you just kind of explain the process a little bit, and then let's take this scripture and break it down.
So actually the topic today is how to get a verse and break it down to make it practical
right
to the everyday life.
There you go.
Okay, so today we're going to go through Matthew 6:33. I'm going to read it first in New King James Version. This is the first. This came out because the Lord gave me this verse. He goes, I want you to really get a hold of this verse.
Okay.
And so this is what it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And I said, okay, Lord, that's a nice verse, but how do I do that?
Yeah, what does it mean? What?
You know, and in general, in the Bible, every verse that we
every
read.
Every verse you can do this process.
What about the verse? How can I apply it? What are you trying to tell me? How do I walk it out? How do I understand it?
Right.
So the first thing I do is I take different versions of the Bible.
Oh, okay. So the different versions, you mean like there's a King James Version, New King James, New American Standard Version.
There's many.
Message Translation, the NIV, the New Living. So just so you guys know, there are a lot of different translations of the Bible out there. And I've battled this at certain times with different translations and their meanings when you come to a deep theological study. But then again, that's what we have the Greek and the Hebrew for, which we're going to break down some things in the Greek here in a minute, Martita. But, you know, I need you guys out there to understand that, you know, some people bash other translations of the Bible, but they really do help people gain better understanding of scriptures. I've read old King James Bible versions, and other people have tried to read them, and they just can't connect with
it. Well, let me give you an example.
All right.
When I came from Puerto Rico, I was learning English, and somebody put a King James Bible in front of me, and I didn't get a word out of it.
Right.
I thought it sounded pretty.
Sure.
But I couldn't understand it.
Thou.
It just didn't do anything. So I got another Bible that I started understanding, and it was easier for me to understand.
Sure.
And then I have my Spanish Bible.
Right. And then you break it down.
Yeah. So I can go back and forth. And throughout the years, as my English got better, I started reading different ones. And then you get your favorite one.
Sure.
That you get. But now I use, like, I use the New King James
version. Yeah, I use that one a lot as well.
But then I love the New Living Translation.
Sure.
But then I know that some things might be missing there. So I will compare it to see. I use the Amplify a lot of times because it goes in more detail.
Sure.
So what we're trying to encourage you is to don't give up. Read and find what helps you and compare them.
See, I've always believed this about the different arguments over translations is that, you know, It's a living word. We have the Holy Spirit, our comforter, our teacher. He's our teacher. He's going to teach us what God's trying to get through to us in our hearts through whatever translation we're reading. The Holy Spirit can actually help interpret scripture to us. That's part of his job. So what if I only had a New Living Translation Bible that I couldn't get anything else. God's going to interpret through that word of God.
Yes.
And he's going to partner with me and help me to understand him through that translation. So I know there are some arguments about translations out there, but let's read this same scripture that you just read in the New King James through the Amplified Bible and see a little bit of the difference.
But first, and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God. And all these things will be given to you also.
I love that. It breaks it down. It gives you a lot more adjectives and things like that, more expounded,
It adds teaching to it. And then let's go to the Passion Translation.
Okay. This one's like usually really easy to understand.
Yes.
Type version that, you know.
So above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom and the righteousness that proceeds from him. Then all these less important things will be given to you abundantly. I mean, now we're expanding on the meaning of this verse.
Yeah.
Getting a better understanding of it.
So now we've heard it in three different translations. Now what if we go and look at some of the key words
exactly
of this verse, and then we begin to break down the words and get deeper understandings of the word. So the first word that stands out to me in this sentence is but seek.
Yes.
Right? So what does that word seek mean, Martita, as we look into breaking it down even into more details? What does that word seek mean?
I love this because the Lord put this in my heart. To find out, in order to find out by thinking, meditating, reasoning, to inquire into, to seek after, seek for, aim at, strive after. You know, you have to have a desire.
Right. So where did you get that definition of that word?
So this comes from Strong's. I'm looking at the...
What is Strong's?
Strong's.
Some people out there aren't going to know what Strong's is.
So Strong's is a dictionary.
It's like a dictionary of all the words in the Bible.
Right. And they have it for the Old Testament, it's in Hebrew. And
right.
For the New Testament, it's in Greek.
Okay, so there's a Greek word study that you can look up that word
yes.
in the Greek, in the Strong's. And that word is actually zeteo.
And so you understand also there's a number that goes with it. And the New Testament starts with the letter G for Greek.
Right.
And then it has a number. This word in particular, seek, is G2212, zeteo, which means that
right.
if it's this way in another verse in the Bible, they all mean the same thing.
Right. So you could actually Google... What is the Greek word for the word seek in the scripture, Matthew 6:33?
Will come up.
I'm just saying that, you know, some people are like, I don't have a dictionary or a Strong's Concordance at my house to look it up.
If you have a
smartphone.
You
have a cell phone in your pocket.
Yes.
So you can just say in the, and put it in there, and that will take you right to this definition that we got.
Yes.
And now you can begin to understand that word seek in that scripture in Matthew 6:33 at an even deeper level.
Yes.
So we're teaching you guys how to study the Bible.
Yeah. All you need is the desire to go into it. And it's so easy now. The technology
right.
out there provides it so much easier.
Right.
Before, I will have like 10 different Bibles in my table.
I know.
You know,
I used to do that
all
too.
The different versions.
Well, yeah.
And now I go to Bible Gateway
right.
and I just parallel, and
yeah.
I'll have five or six different
versions.
Yeah,
I used to have a physical parallel Bible that had four versions.
I did too.
Each page had two, you know, and you'd open it.
And then I have one that's Spanish and English, one
now
next
we
to
have,
each other.
Yeah, now we have greater tools. But let's go to the next word. It says, but seek first what?
The kingdom.
The kingdom. What did you see in the Strong's for that word kingdom?
So it's, the word is basileia.
Basileia.
And it's G932.
Right.
And it says royal power, kingship, dominion, the rule, and authority.
Wow, I like that. Authority is my favorite definition there. I think we have to understand, guys, that there's a kingdom out there. That the kingdom of God is there. Now, Satan has a kingdom as well because he has actually stolen the authority. Here we are talking about the word authority is in that word kingdom. So that kingdom authority has been stolen by the enemy. Adam was given full authority of the earth. You see, I believe God is fully sovereign in all that he's done, but he chose to give the earth to Adam.
That's right.
And through that, he gave the world to mankind, and Satan was therefore able to steal our authority.
He took it from Adam.
And now Jesus, God became a man because God couldn't take the world back as God, so he came and took the earth back as a man.
Let me rephrase that. I said, and Satan took it, but he didn't. Adam gave it.
Well, yeah, he
Satan
relinquished it.
Satan cannot take anything from us that we don't give him.
Right.
So that we give him authority. It. Yes.
You know.
So we actually gave it up.
Yes. No, it's a good point.
And
good
the
point.
Lord Jesus came and he bought it back. He didn't take it.
Yeah.
He couldn't take it. He had to buy it back with his blood.
For sure. So therefore, now we're dealing with the authority in the kingdom. There's two kingdoms that are in a spiritual battle on the planet right now.
Exactly. What are we focusing
on? This one scripture, this one word, we can break this down in the word authority and rule and dominion. We see that there's now a spiritual battle going on between good and evil, between God and the enemy.
That's right.
For the hearts of men, because the authority of God's kingdom actually in the earth kingdom is residing in men. So they're battling for the souls of people to try to be the stronger ruler over the earth. It's wild when you start thinking about this stuff.
And
it's like Lord of the Rings type stuff, you know, like you see in the movies and all this stuff.
Oh my gosh, it is.
It's
there's
everywhere
a battle.
In Hollywood.
Yes, and the difference is God gave us a gift of salvation. Satan is trying to take us down and destroy us.
Yeah, for sure. So there we have kingdom, but what are we seeking? The kingdom of who?
God.
See, the scripture is saying, seek first the kingdom of God. We just told you there's two kingdoms, but we're telling you in that God is calling you through Matthew 6:33 to seek his kingdom first.
And most important.
What is his kingdom? It's the kingdom that he is in. So what is God? The kingdom of God. Let's break down that word God for a second.
Yes, so.
And see what that looks like.
And here is Theos, and it stands for the Trinity, the Godhead, which covers God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It refers to his counsels, interests, things due to him, his character, his attributes.
Yeah.
So what he's saying in here is, I need you to look for my things. I need to seek out who I am.
Yeah. So there's a call in this scripture to seek first the kingdom, which is the kingship, the dominion, and the rule of God, which is the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and their counsels, their interest, and the things that are due to them, which is really honor and respect and glory, you know, because the goal of seeking first the kingdom of God is to give God glory.
That's right.
For all that he is and the amazing aspects that he has. And it's just, this is so good. This is so powerful.
And it continues, and his righteousness.
Yeah.
Now you got to read that word.
Oh, man. Okay, so that's the word righteousness is the next word that we're breaking down. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Okay, that's Strong's G, 1:13-43, right?
Yes.
And it's diokesine, is what I think that word is, but it means integrity, the virtue, purity of life, rightness, and correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. Okay, the Vine's Expository Dictionary says this: it's the character or quality of being right or just. And it was formerly spelled right wiseness, which is clearly expressing the meaning. It's used to denote the actual attributes of God himself.
His wisdom.
That God is righteousness, that he is virtue, he is all of those things. And we are to seek him, and in seeking him, I believe that is for the purpose of us becoming the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Why don't you break that down for a minute for us, Martita, about being the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? How does that happen? Because as we seek the kingdom of God in his righteousness, we become the righteousness of God and we can have a relationship with him.
And become like him.
Right.
Because the whole purpose is to become like Christ. Well, for me to become like him, I need to understand who he is. So I can become like him.
Right.
And through in Christ and through the Holy Spirit, it's not me trying to do it. The more I learn, the more I become like him. It's natural.
Right.
So let me put it this way. I took this verse. I got all the information, all the research that the Lord guided me to go to. And then I'm going to tell you Martita's Matthew 6:33.
Martita version?
Yes.
The Martita translation.
So I can understand better what this verse meant for me. So this is my Matthew 6:33, Martita's version.
Okay.
Above all else, and most importantly, seek, inquire into, aim at, strive after, and chase after in order to find by thinking, meditating, and reasoning the kingdom of heaven, the kingship, the dominion, the rule of God, the Father, Jesus Christ, the triumphant Messiah, and the Holy Spirit and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, his love, character, attributes, honesty, truthfulness, honor, integrity, virtue, purity of life, rightness, perfect thinking, feeling, and acting, and God will give you everything you need spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, and physically.
Wow. What a breakdown.
Oh, my gosh.
So you got all of this out of one line of scripture
as
you begin to break
verse.
It down, look at it, and see the different attributes and aspects of every little word in this piece of scripture. You were able to break that down
into a paragraph,
into a full paragraph of what God has done for us. I mean, what can't we learn from the Word of God? I mean, it is so vast. I don't think we could mine everything out of this book in a lifetime that God has and wants to reveal to us.
And every time you read it, you get something else out of it, because out of this is so much that it's like, okay, Lord, let me start with one thing. I want to really seek you out. I really want to know you. So I started by finding out who God is,
right?
What his attributes are, what he is like, to understand him, to really know who he is.
Wow.
Because so, when you really know somebody, then
right.
It's now is no confusion, or somebody cannot come to me and tell me, oh, he's doing that or he did that. No, I know who he is.
Yeah.
You will not be deceived.
Sure.
Confusion will not come in there.
What kind of makes me think back to, you know, when you first meet someone and you're dating them and I dated my wife Lisa and I wanted to know who she was. I wanted to, how did I go after that? Well, I began to meditate on the things about her and to bring into being all of her life. I began to think about her and all the things that had to do with her, and I began to reason in my mind how I could fit her into my life. So let's look at those three aspects of a relationship and apply them to God.
I want
meditating,
to add to that.
Meditating, thinking, and reasoning. What did you want to add?
I want to add spending time with a person.
Oh, there you go.
Because it's getting to know that person, asking questions,
yeah,
and listening. Not trying to figure out who that person is, but letting that person let you know who they are.
Right.
And by reading the Bible, it's you really listening to who he is and not trying to figure out who he is according to my experience or what I said or what I saw or what somebody said.
Right.
Like, as we're talking here, I need you to go read this verse for yourself. Do the research and find out if it's true, what I'm saying. Because I'm saying it, but I want you to find it.
Right.
Our
whole goal today isn't to teach you. It's to teach you how to teach you.
Yes. Dig into the word yourself.
Yeah.
And meditate, which is the next thing we got to do. Meditating is spending time in what you're learning, but do the meditation in the Word of God. I'm not saying emptying your mind or trying to figure out
of
yourself.
Not the world's form of meditation.
No.
You see, that's a perversion of meditation.
Yes.
Real meditation was initially brought about by God, and it's to spend time thinking about and filling yourself with the Word of God.
Yeah.
That's meditating on the Word.
When
not
you read
on
the
other things in life, you know,
and
or
then you say
consciousness
like,
or transcendental whatever they come up with out there. You know, we're exactly. talking about meditating on the Bible.
And His Word. And when you read, He is love, then you sit there quietly and say, Lord, fill me with Your love.
Yeah.
You
so will, good.
You meditate on the Word and what He says.
Yeah.
Lord, give me Your wisdom and sit there and receive it and believe. It's by faith.
Yeah.
It's by faith.
And then begin to think about.
Yes.
You know, to have a conscious mind, some extent of reasoning, remember experiences, making decisions, thinking about the things that God has done or you'd love to see God do in your life, and begin to have vision, begin to have, you know, use your imagination to, you know, we just talked about imagination on the program. Use that as a way to, you know,
a godly
think
way.
About godly things and move them into your life and dream dreams for God and think about all the different things that you want to do with Him and time that you want to spend with Him. It's a powerful thing.
Something just came up, and this is for somebody. Before you go to bed, don't watch the news.
Right.
Watch something that is positive, encouraging. Read the Bible or hear a song, a worship song that you really like. Just put and go to bed thinking of godly things.
That's good.
And say, Lord, give me dreams. Talk to me in the night. Your spirit is alert and awake. Lord, I want to see You.
Yeah.
Go to bed in a peaceful mind so you can sleep.
Right.
And have encounters. God dreams. Yes, have encounters
God
with the
encounters,
Lord.
Encounters, yeah. I mean, that's...
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Your spirit doesn't sleep.
No.
It's, you know, I listen to things sometimes even as I'm sleeping, you know, knowing that my spirit's being fed.
That's right.
And it's powerful, guys. You just don't know what God is trying to bring into your life until you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And then He says, I'll add everything else to you. But your job is to seek. Your job is to come to Me and allow Me to reveal to you
who I really am.
Of who I am, what I have for you, what your plans and purposes are in the world, why He created you. God wants you to know all of that. So we are believing that through sparking a little fire in your heart through the program, you'll begin to learn and know and understand how to break down the Word of God for yourself and hear God talk to you like He talks to us every day and show you things. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the fellowship hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family.
There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
Easter's here, everybody, and I wanted to take a moment to invite each and every one of you to our Easter celebration services here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday. Come on out. But I wanted to take a moment and say, don't just come to the service. Bring someone with you. This is a great opportunity. It's the time of year when someone is always willing to go to church. So make that ask, make that invite, and bring somebody to church this Easter Sunday. We hope to see you there. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. First, we want to just say thanks to all of our sponsors for seeking first the kingdom of God in their lives and in their businesses and actually believing in the radio program here at Turn the Light On 91.5 FM and podcast. You can actually find the program on our website at ourlighthouse.net. If you missed the program and you wanted to go back and listen, you can always go back and catch it there. And we're just so glad to have each and every one of you join us. It means a lot that you guys are out there, that you're listening. So if you ever want to just send us a little note, you can send us an email at testimony@ourlighthouse.net. And we just want to hear about maybe testimonies or different things that the radio program's doing for you in your life. So, Martita, this has been great talking about seeking first the kingdom of God. Can you just pray with everybody that they would find the desire in their hearts to seek God's kingdom and just kind of lead us in a prayer to help people with that?
Love to do that. Heavenly Father, I come to you and I pray that you will touch the hearts of the people that are listening right now. Put a hunger in them to get to know you, to know who you are, to understand the word, to seek you first, Lord, to really dig for you, for the truth, for getting to know you personally, that their life will be completely transformed, Lord, when they get to know you. And not only that, that they do it not just for knowledge, but for transformation.
Yeah,
that
so
the
good.
Knowledge
Thank you,
that
Lord.
They get, that it will go right into their hearts, Heavenly Father, that their whole life will change, that they will be totally free and have such a deep, intimate relationship with you.
Yeah, Lord, we just thank you that you are righteousness and that you freely give that to each and every person that's listening today, that they can call on the name of the Lord and they will be saved. And then they too, through Jesus in their lives, can begin to seek first your kingdom. And Lord, we want to just see people get to know you like never before in their lives. So
yes,
we are
Lord.
Believing right here, right now, that your power is going to be released for revelation, for knowledge of the scriptures, and for understanding to begin to happen in their lives. We know, Lord, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could even ask or think, according to the power that's at work within
Holy
us.
Holy Spirit, teach them. Teach them the
yes.
truth. Guide them. Open their eyes and their hearts for the truth.
Yes, Lord. And we are just so grateful to have you leading us in our lives. So, Lord, we allow you at this moment to show us how to seek your kingdom with righteousness and power through the Holy Spirit. We ask that you'd be with us in that, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.